Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Please, Dad.
We will get you ready for the Bears-Ravens game on tomorrow's show. Lamar Jackson's missed practice the last couple days. It's non-COVID illness, but we'll see if he'll be able to go. Man, that'd be a nice treat for the Bears if he wasn't. But at this point, I think a lot of people are looking at this from the Parkins perspective and saying, as long as Justin Fields plays all right, if they lose a game, it's not that big of a deal. The Iron Man streak sits at six. It's Parkins and Spiegel. Hello, boys.
I like that. The Parkins perspective.
Yeah,
I
that's
like that.
That's your weekend show, right?
Yeah.
Sunday afternoons, not during football season.
Of course not.
The Parkins perspective.
I got to say, Lauren, I'd be hey, welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Your vacation sounded awesome when I heard you talking about it with Dan and Layla. I would be disappointed, though, if Lamar doesn't play. I want to see him. I'm going to the game. I've never seen him in person. I've loved him since college. He's still only 24. Think about that.
He's an electric player, man.
Lamar Jackson is 24 years old, and he has over 3,000 yards of offense this year by himself already.
It's pretty remarkable. Second to Pat Mahomes in terms of passing yards and rushing yards combined. Seventh in rushing yards overall, eighth in passing yards. How about this? Lamar Jackson has taken 668 hits since taking over as the Ravens starting quarterback. That's 115 more than any other quarterback. And he hasn't missed any games with injuries from hits. He has only missed
right, he
games.
He played 15 games last year.
Yeah, he missed one game for COVID last year.
Yep.
And he sat out a game at the end of 2019 when Baltimore had already locked up the one seed, but he hasn't missed a single game because the dude knows how to take a hit and take a hit well.
And the passer rating of over 100 for his career, which is incredible that he's been able to, was he about 10,000 yards passing in his career along with the 3,500 or whatever rushing? Like the guy is amazing. Like he's an amazing player that it's still really ascending, and it's fun. I also think, just to go with the alliteration, the Parkins Perspective podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Isn't that what you would do?
Probably.
Probably fits, too.
You think I'm...
Probably the Parkins Perspective podcast.
You think I'm too early to launch a podcast? Lawrence, what do you think about launching a podcast right now, today?
I actually think that there's still room.
You do.
For a unique enough point of view.
How much talking do we really need?
Like, you'd be surprised, man.
If, I guess so.
If Parkins, like, he'd have to figure out a niche. But if there's a niche for everybody.
Yeah, there
is. If you just decided that you were going to, I don't know, I don't want you to be a tout, but.
Thank you.
Even if it were like a gambling specific podcast, people would gravitate towards it.
No, that's right. I think that you need if you're getting into that space today, there needs to be a hook or an angle, right? As opposed to a general talk salute podcast, because there's so many, and I love them, but there's only so many hours of the day for consumption, and so yeah, it's. It's a regret of mine not launching it back in, 2012 or whenever when I started listening to podcasts.
Well, then you could have been Marin.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know.
And living that high podcast life.
Well, yeah, because and back then, like, you know, these radio companies, they you're like, oh yeah, whatever, do your own podcast. Now it's not that way. it's not that way anymore. And so,
I don't know. I mean, radio companies wouldn't stand in the way of people.
Would never, never.
I don't think so.
That would never happen. But I just say so. Yeah, I might. You know, maybe one day, maybe. But 20 hours a week of this is enough. But yeah, man, you sound refreshed. That Wolves read had me pumped up.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
my God, I want to go see a Wolves game.
Can you tell we missed you, Lawrence?
We did. Oh, I missed you guys. And so my new thing with vacations is if I'm going to go someplace, it's the back end. That's what I found now is the rejuvenating process that I need to build in a couple of days where I'm just at home. And so I did that. So I got back on Monday. On Monday afternoon.
Oh, look at that. You took a vacation from your vacation.
Correct.
You recovered. Smart.
Yes. And I mean, look, the hike that I went on, the hike I went on in Flagstaff was really challenging. And it wasn't the same as the one in the Catalina foothills because it's just not the same elevation. But it was really challenging, too. And between that and the driving that I did the whole state, man. From Flagstaff to Tucson to Glendale. I was out here in Arizona that you need a little bit of time off. And so when I got back, I allowed myself to catch up on shows. Like, you guys are Succession guys, right?
Oh yeah, big time.
Okay. I am not. I
haven't. Oh hell yeah.
I've missed it.
So here's my thing. I enjoy it and I enjoy all the exposition that happens and the actors are all great. But I've made it through the first three episodes of season three, and I'm sitting there going, wait, did I just spend 3 hours of, hey, are you going with Dad? Are you going with Dad? Are you going with Dad? I felt like that's what I saw in the first three episodes of season three. And I'm like, oh, Sanaa Lathan, great. Are you going with Dad? Are you going to go with Dad? Are you going to? And it was 3 hours of that, and I'm going, I understand why this appeals to people, but I found myself where ordinarily I had time and I could have made it through. What are they on? Episode 5 now?
I could have made it
through a couple more episodes. And I was like, I'm good. I'll catch back up with this a little bit later on.
Well, there's not a lot of joy in the show. You know, there's not a lot of likability in the show. It's like a strategy show. It's kind of like a, obviously, it's not a murder mystery, but there's like a little bit of a whodunit aspect to it of like, how's this going to end? How's it going to play out? Like, it's all like a big long con. So, yeah, I would not imagine it would be a very enjoyable show to binge in that way. But, you know, it airs Sunday night. We usually watch it by Tuesday or Wednesday. I enjoy it. I do not think it's as good as it was when it started, which often happens to these shows.
What do you think is missing from the show now that it had before?
I think that we get the formula now. Like it's at the like you're saying it's got so successful and so popular that these shows now will stay on, and it wouldn't shock me if that show goes 7 seasons, right? And so then you got to keep drawing out that storyline, and the whole premise was who gets the company from Dad,
right?
And we're still talking about it.
I will say, though, I do like the subplot of Jerry and Roman.
I love that.
That was a good morning show on B96 for a long
time. It was.
Time.
They did a great job. Yeah. Jerry and Roman. Shout out to Dougie Jerry. Yeah. Did a great job.
Kieran Culkin's probably my favorite part of the show. Roman's hilarious. I know everyone likes Cousin Greg, but I think Kieran Culkin is absolutely hilarious.
You know what? That was the other question that I had.
Yeah. I can see that, too.
The other issue I had with Cousin Greg is why hasn't he fallen down a manhole yet? Because I find him to be, for a company that is so worried about perception and being buttoned up and things, trying to keep things on the hush, I would have found a way to ghost that dude.
He's a tall like, drink of water and a big bag of awkward. And yeah, there's a lot of problems with Cousin Greg, but you can bet on it. Like he's like 12-1 to take over Waystar Royco. I'm like, there might be value there. I don't know.
That's awesome that you're looking for value on a scripted show.
Yeah, well, hey, man, like if the show's getting a little stale.
gamble on it.
I got to tell you, I've always loved that actor, Brian Cox. He's been in a lot of cool stuff, and
he's a great linebacker. Unbelievable. Good on number 52.
Every single time. We go to Succession. Anytime it's mentioned, I think about Brian Cox because I love that actor, and then I think about Brian Cox, the linebacker, and I think about him saying, "Kiss my black ass," and how that became a bit. In a different time, Mike North, a white host, made a bit out of "Kiss My Black Ass" from Brian Cox.
That is different.
Yeah,
I think it is.
It's very different.
But he was a badass though, Brian Cox, especially as a Dolphin. He was great as a Dolphin, and then not quite as great as a Bear. Still coaching in the NFL is Brian Cox?
I don't remember. I believe that is the case. He's somewhere coaching.
Lawrence,
kiss my black ass. The
there it is.
Lawrence, I blew some people's minds yesterday with the fact that the tight ends coach for the Baltimore Ravens is Bobby Engram. And yes, it is that Bobby Engram.
That blows my mind.
Right?
Yes, mine too.
And that Pernell McPhee is still an active linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens.
That Mel Tucker is about to get $100
million. It's $9.5
million
a year for Mel Tucker.
At Michigan State.
Dabo land right there.
We ran him out of town. We were like, that guy is dumb. Clearly he's bad. And now he's like, yeah, no, I wasn't. There were other issues that were going on.
And good for him. But yeah, Lawrence, when you said Dabo land, like, how many people do you think are asking for raises right now?
Well, Saban has it kicked in. Like, if there's a coach that makes more than him.
Right.
It's an immediate raise to get above them. So I imagine that he doesn't have to really do anything. And Dabo, this being the worst year for him to make the argument of I deserve a raise over the last five seasons with what he's built over at Clemson, I imagine Kirby Smart is out here like, yo, I have the most dominant team in college football. And let me tell you, as an Alabama fan, roll tide. I am terrified of Georgia. And I was watching them play. It was a couple weeks ago. Maybe they were playing Kentucky. And at the end of the game, Kentucky's trying to score a touchdown. And Georgia was like, oh, y'all are calling timeouts to try and score touchdowns instead of taking this L? And they just went after him. It was Missouri that they were playing. They are terrifying.
They seem to be the best team in the country by a considerable margin.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I think that any of 2-6 in the college football playoff rankings are pretty as close as it's ever been to interchangeable for me. And Georgia's like light years ahead of everyone else. Like, it used to be like if it was Clemson and Bama, you would be like, those two teams are close. And then there's a major drop off to number three, whoever number three is, usually Ohio State. To me, it's Georgia, then it falls off of a cliff. And Bama, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Cincinnati are all in a glob that's like 5,000 feet below where Georgia is.
Yeah, and they've been recruiting at that level for years now, and now it finally seems like it's broken through and they have like the talent on both sides of the ball. Like, sometimes it was like, oh, their offense is good, but their defense is young, or their defense is great, but their offense is like lost 7 dudes from a year ago. But now they're just juggernauts on both sides of the ball. So I have not watched as much college football this year as I have in years past, but I still try to watch the big games and the teams at the top. And no one, just on the pure eye test, no one seems to be close. Someone said Pat Fitzgerald's going to try to figure out how to get more cash out of Northwestern. He got a lot.
Every couple of years, Pat gets handed some leverage and makes the most of it.
Yeah, this isn't the year for him to do that either.
No, it's not.
He needs to retool, and then he can come back, and then the Bears can mysteriously be asking for – although, wait a minute.
Yep.
Maybe.
Sure, when Nagy's done,
you know what?
2022 – leverage on the even years.
Fitz might be able to, if you see a Jason Locken for a report in early January saying, hey, you know who the Bears are thinking about talking to? They're thinking about talking to Pat Fitzgerald. Maybe Fitzy will, I like it. I like this angle. He's about to get broke off again.
Hey, Lawrence, how about four pitchers in the top 11 of Cy Young voting for the White Sox?
I love that, too.
First time since the 2011 San Francisco Giants. The 1986 Mets also had four in the top 11. But we've got some tape from Lance Lynn today, shedding a little bit of light on something that is still lacking in the White Sox coaching structure. So we'll be talking about that later, among many, many other things.
We got a fun show today, Lawrence. Clyde Lawrence from Lawrence the Band. They're playing at House of Blues tonight. He'll be in studio in 25 minutes. Charch at 3, Trista Crick at 3:40. Dave Wanstedt in studio. And Tanny's open today. We're all waiting for it with bated breath because Jim Nance has requested it, and he's going to be playing it at their production meeting ahead of Bears and Ravens this Saturday for Romo and Tracy Wolfson and the whole crew. So we have not heard the open yet, but after this show today, we are sending today's open to Jim Nance from his request from our conversation yesterday. So this is a big open for Tanny.
No one is more qualified to get the job done.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm just excited to hear it. I'm just excited.
Oh, Tanny does tremendous job with everything he touches.
Absolutely. But
it is the case.
It's quite something to be able to like fire that button yeah. when you are the guy in question.
Which one of my many public praises from celebrity like, should I hit for myself? Hold on, I have to go to my entire page of Tanny is awesome bites. Jason Bennett.
And there it is.
All right, Lawrence, have a good one, man. Good to have you back.
All right, boys, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.